welcome back to the Power Lab. Karen Cataline filling in for Daniel Brigman, forgive me, who is taking just a few more days off. I think he'll be back with you for the election. Boy, oh boy. What talk radio host would not want to have some airtime as we walk through all of this together? Karen Cataline, having such a privilege to talk, to work here on Power Hour to fill in. And before I get too far into it, thanks to Todd, thanks to Catherine, thanks to everyone at the Power Hour who do so much work behind the scenes getting the show put together. Our next guest is Jeffrey Matt, who's from Canada. We were talking off air. He's in Montreal, so I got no room to complain about the cold weather this morning in northern Colorado. He has always been a curious individual throughout his life. Learning how the world works through pattern recognition is his ongoing passion. I wonder what that is. I guess we'll find out. After discovering Jordan Maxwell's work, everything kicked into high gear. 17 years later, Jeffrey decided to share some of his findings with those who are interested in self-empowerment and trend analysis. Boy, we could use some of that, couldn't we? Bringing a positive change to the individual and helping humanity are some of Jeffrey's goals. Welcome, Jeffrey Matt, to the Power Hour with David Brigman.
Thank you so much again for having me on. It's a real pleasure.
Well, it is a great pleasure to have you. And I'm here on your website, which is jeffreymatt.com. That's M-A-T-T-E.com. And you really get into the deep dive of, for example, the deep state. And, you know, I mean, there's a million ways we could enter into this conversation, but a really good way, I guess, is to help people understand what's your perspective on exactly what is the deep state.
Well, it's an excellent question. The reason why I want to look into the deep state and how I'm going to describe it is that the word deep state, it's sort of like two words that don't really mean too much. You know, we understand the word state and we understand the word deep, but it's sort of like it makes me think of something that I can't really connect it to too much other than, okay, it's some shadowy group or maybe some people we don't know who they are and they're making decisions on our behalf with or without our consent. But I want to go much further than that. And so what I started to do is because I was researching through pictures and doing picture analysis, I started noticing patterns in government offices and government buildings, in police, intelligence, and military establishments where certain colors would show up. And I know that on the Power Hour, it's been discussed in the past about UN blue. Well, UN blue seems to appear in a lot of these offices and a lot of these buildings in unusual places where the United States is, you know, why do they have that incorporated? Is it just aesthetic or is there more to it? And I started looking at it and I started finding a pattern of UN blue showing up in all kinds of government institutions that I've always grown up understanding it's America, it's our country, this is where the constitutional republic is. And I started thinking, well, let's keep looking further and further, and eventually I started seeing the pattern of UN blue in all kinds of logos and websites. And it finally dawned on me, well, the United Nations was established in the United States, incorporated, and the U.S. is a corporation. And it's, from what I understand, it was replaced with, it replaced the Constitutional Republic a long time ago. And for me, this is a very difficult pill to swallow because I spent.
Well, before you go there, though, who told you or what are you basing this? I'm not saying I don't believe you, but when you say the Constitutional Republic was replaced a long time ago, well, who said that, and can you back that up with something?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, please do, for our audience.
Yeah, there's a law here that I'm going to pull up, and I'm going to explain in detail. But before I do that, in 1871, after the Civil War, the story is that the U.S. was, you know, divided and it collapsed. And so the Republican Party was born, Abraham Lincoln starts the Republican Party, and the law itself, that the thing that really stood out for me was that the definition in Cornell law was saying that the definition of the United States is a federal corporation. And I was like, I don't understand what that means. It's so vague. It's so incomplete. But then I started looking at a man named Jordan Maxwell, who talked about Uniform Commercial Code, Admiralty Maritime Law, and this whole – basically that's what we're living under today. And after I kept looking, I started wanting to find examples of Jordan Maxwell saying that the America has been – the Constitutional Republic was replaced. And this is something that I've been looking at for a long time. So that's why I went into the pictures and finding that if you look – here's an example of how for the Constitutional Republic, I go into the colors of, for example, the intelligence community, and for the military. So if I look at the National Security Agency and I type in NSA sign, I will see a baby blue sign outside the front of the NSA building. Mm-hmm. So then I say, okay, well, that's just one off. If I go look at the Honolulu FBI office and I look at the pictures, you'll see a baby blue glass pane window on top of the FBI logo inside the office. I said, well, how come it's like that? And how come we have today in the news everywhere that the United Nations wants to intervene with this election issue because there's instability and we got to get Trump out and Trump's bad news and all this stuff? If Trump isn't reelected, we're going to have some serious problems. So I kept looking and I started seeing the pattern between the FBI, the NSA, and then if you go to the CIA website, when you apply for a position, they have it in a picture form of saying when you apply, it's all in baby blue in their introduction application video. And they even show the square of the Washington, D.C., as baby blue. That's where all the positions are. And I said, well, how come all three agencies would use the baby blue when we're supposed to be in America where it's the Constitutional Republic? And, why is it like that?
We're going to have to go a little slower, Jeffrey, if okay. we can, because, this is the first I've heard of it. I mean, I know, color me just a little skeptical. I'm sure. glad you write about these things because nothing in these times would surprise me. But what do you say to people who say, this sounds, forgive me, a little bit on the kind of gotcha. Psychotic kind of way. I mean, sure. like when people say that the television is talking back to them and this means this and that means that. And sometimes people work backward from a decided upon conclusion. Now that doesn't mean I just wrote a piece called This is for All the Marbles. I mean, I'm with you 100%. Our country, God forbid, is over as we know it if Donald Trump doesn't get reelected, and it has nothing to do with whether you like or dislike Donald Trump. But that being said, the whole color thing, what about if someone didn't intend for a certain color to be there and it is? Then are they going to be accused of, this color code? What if I just like blue and I put it on my website? I mean, there's only so many colors in the spectrum, right?
Right.
I'm a little confused.
No, that's totally fine. So let me give you a more precise example. The Legal Information Institute from Cornell Law School, okay? And it's the U.S. Code Title 28, and it's Chapter 176, Subchapter A, and Section 3002, and that's definitions. And so they have two definitions here. I'm going to read very quickly to give you the starting point. Number 14 is called state. A state means any several states of the District of Columbia and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the Commonwealth of Northern Marianas and the territories it possesses in the United States. Well, then right below that it says, well, then what's the United States mean? And the United States means a federal corporation. Now, my understanding when I grew up in the U.S., and I went to school, is that I never was taught anywhere at all that the U.S. is a federal corporation. I was taught that it was, you know, the forefathers established the 13 colonies.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, they didn't say anywhere it's a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
So then my question is, if I go to Cornell Law University and I find that the actual definition under Title 28 and under definitions that the U.S., the United States is a federal corporation,
mm-hmm.
it would help me much better understand why today, October, 26, 2020, is how come there's so much craziness? How come there's so much censorship? How come much mm-hmm. there's all these riots and Antifa and all this stuff going on?
Mm-hmm.
Is because it's much easier to manipulate a corporation than a nation. And also, too, if you go to the Securities Exchange Commission, this isn't, you know, tinfoil hat stuff. You go to the Securities Exchange Commission and you go to a company search, or you look up Edgar, E-D-G-A-R search, and you can type in as an example, Canada or Chile or Israel. And all of a sudden you find 40 or to 50 corporations on the Securities Exchange that are actually nations, that are corporate nations. So how
okay, so what's the bottom line of the danger of calling it a corporation? Because I want to have enough time to talk about this spectacular film that you have on your website called The New World Order of Things, Part 2. I did watch some of that. So what's the bottom line about calling things a corporation, calling countries a corporation? What does that enable people to do in your estimation?
Well, if you have a corporation, do we have unalienable rights? And the answer from my current understanding is we don't. You're an employee. So everybody in the United States Incorporated is an employee. They are not, you know, individual sovereign citizens that have unalienable rights. If you're in a corporation, you go work for Wendy's or Honda, then you have to follow their business code of conduct, sort of like the uniform commercial code.
Uh-huh.
And all your codes at work and everything. So that's how this craziness
so you're saying that they abolished our constitutional republic with this labeling.
After the Civil War, mm-hmm. they set up a couple institutions to make sure that they could have a foothold and make sure that America could never recover. And so what they did is they created a thing called the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and they have science foundations and different foundations that were set up just as the Civil War was just about to start. They just finished
Who's
building
the
it.
They?
Who's the they? The mm-hmm. Vatican. And I'll give
what?
You the Vatican. And I'll
the
tell you.
The Vatican decided. Okay, now I'm really kind of confused here.
Okay.
I think a lot of other listeners might be, but why don't you wrap up this section so that we can, move on? Because
sure.
I have a feeling that I could talk to you for 3 hours and then maybe then I would understand where you're going with this. What is the bottom line of this part that you want us to know?
That this vote, this election that's happening right now, is to save the U.S. incorporation. And so we save the liberties that we have under the corporation. And that this corporation is the only corporation on earth that can break the back of the deep state. And the deep state is actually the dark side of the United Nations. Because the United Nations was set up in the United States, in New York City, by the Rockefellers, and given over $8 million in donations in the land.
Now, I certainly have heard that before.
And it's been
That's
growing.
That's not something I have not heard before.
And it's been growing for decades in the United States and taking over. It's a corporate merger. This is what mm-hmm. this is all about. This whole mm-hmm. thing moving towards world communism and the communists and the Democratic Party and all this stuff. It's communism to take over America, and the only way to prevent it is to understand that we are inside of a corporation right now. We need to save it.
So it's kind of like a matrix. So how does China figure into all of this, do you think?
October 1st, 2019, on CNN, there is a 70th anniversary of the Communist Party parade in China. For the first time ever in public, they announced that the United Nations, for the first time is part of this celebration as China. And so people think, well, the Chinese people in China are the same thing. My point, if I had to really consolidate into one thing, and this is a very difficult point for most people to swallow, especially over the radio, but that's why I do everything through pictures. Mm-hmm. But if they can get this, it's really going to make a huge difference, is that the people of China do not have their own government. What they have, just like on CNN when they said the UN is as China, they're the same thing. The people of the world, especially in America, are going to realize, and I hope that they understand, that the world government, this deep state, is actually embedded in all governments around the world. And it's one machine, it's one corporation embedded in all the nations around the world, including Canada and other nations around the world.
And so therefore what? If it's all, you're saying it's already here, it's already happening, it's already here.
Yeah.
So that means what?
What do we do about it?
What do they care whether Donald Trump gets elected if it's already embedded?
Well, he has rewired the economy so that it doesn't collapse. When he was told by some officials in the military were out of bullets, and that we have all this, you have to build the wall because the UN wanted to migrate over. There was an article that was removed saying 600 million people are going to flood the United States. That's basically a takeover and a collapse of the system. You need to collapse the corporation of the U.S. so that it can easy to manipulate and take over. And the UN basically is top dog. And there was even a cover of a magazine by the New American. On the cover, it says, it shows the UN building saying to America, we're the boss. And, but to have that final status where the UN takes over the U.S. Incorporated, it has to collapse the U.S. Inc. And that's where Black Lives Matter and Antifa and instability of the, you know, Apple and all these other corporations moving to China, that destabilizes America. NAFTA and everything took jobs away, took prosperity away.
Let's kind of slow down just a little bit. Maybe what we could do, if you have lots and lots of information, and can we shift gears a little bit?
No problem.
In our last couple of minutes? Thank you. So talk to us about this film that's on YouTube called The New World Order of Things. What will they, this is a 3 hour, 22 minute, and this is part two, and I only got a little bit of it. Tell us what we will get. Again, what's one of the main takeaways from this film if we watch it?
It's 20 years of research, and this research is consolidated to 3 hours and 22 minutes to help people understand that America was replaced, the Constitutional Republic was replaced with a corporation, and that communism is the operating system to end the U.S. once and for all. And they're using fascism, right, the inner workings of governments and corporations to complete the process. And so America was weakened, given a deadly blow by moving all the industries out to different parts of the world, mainly China. And the one thing that we can do to try to understand the problem for what it actually is, not what we CNN says and other, you know, this is a real source of information, this network, but others don't put it out, the right information out, is that if you understand what you're in, then you know what to do. Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. If we assume
so
that
what do we need to do in our last couple of minutes? What can we do to turn this around in your estimation?
For those people who are have an understanding of the United Nations as a peacekeeping oversight governance body that's there to help, you need to see that the UN is embedded in all the countries in the world, and they profit off of difficulty and strife. And they use the media to cover for them. And the intelligence communities, obviously there's patriots and good people, because I've had family in the American service, and so I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the institutions itself. This is the reason why we haven't been able to extricate ourselves from this problem. We keep looking at the surface and not the source. And so
if we see it, then what do we do about it? Most times people, at least with this COVID thing and everything else, we see a lot of stuff, but a lot of people feel helpless to do much about it. So what can people actually do? Let's say they are with you 100% and they have been studying this and what have you. What can we do at this late juncture?
Find out about your local community. Find out who your mayor is. And understand the policies of your local town and your local community and participate. Don't just observe and you know, people listening on this show are not observers. They are participants and they're active in their freedom. So the thing is to spread the word that our freedoms are on the line, our liberties are on the line, and through the local community, you'll see how they're able to do what they do, which is make, you know, all kinds of changes that we necessarily don't consent to or don't understand where it's coming from.
Yeah, and that is true. I think people have been able to see that with the coronavirus hoax, not the virus itself, but what they've used it as an excuse to do. And if you're local, this is an area in which, you know, we can absolutely agree, and we probably just arrive at some conclusions differently, but it is absolutely true that if you are fortunate enough to live in a city, a town, a village, anything in which there is good, strong, conservative leadership, you're going to have a whole lot more freedom than one of your neighbors who's living in a Democrat-controlled city or even state. We've seen this again and again and again. Every Democrat marching in lockstep with lockdowns and with mask mandates and all the rest. They're all speaking with one voice. And then conservatives, for the most part, except for a few traitors, are doing the opposite. They're saying, wait a minute, you have freedom. You have liberty. We can recommend, but that doesn't mean we get to, wow, that was quick. So you see where I'm coming from there, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, and so we are on the same page there. Fascinating stuff, Jeffrey. Matt, how can people find you?
JeffreyMatt.com, M-A-T-T-E.
There you go, M-A-T-T-E.com. Jeffrey Matt, thank you for joining us. When we come back, we'll have one more guest, is he a doozy. Stay tuned, Karen Cataline filling in for Daniel Brigman on the Power Hour.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life. Welcome back to the Power Hour with Daniel Brickman, and he's taking some well-deserved time off. Congratulations to Daniel for with his latest. I mean, I don't know him super duper well, but I have been a guest on his show, and I was pleased to hear that he had a new addition to the family. So we're pleased, and congratulations to Daniel. So I'm Karen Cataline. We're waiting for our guest, and if we don't get our guest, let's get the phone numbers up. Let me see if I can find the phone numbers here. Forgive me for not having it handy, because you can actually call in, right? You can call in. 84, thank you. I'm telling you, we got a great producer and engineer. If you'd like to join us, and I'll give you some questions to think about, but 844-769-2944. If we don't get our guests, we got a whole half an hour that you can call in. And I got to tell you, as much as I've had the pleasure of having guests of all the shows that I do and interviewing some really brainy people with interesting points of view, there's nothing I like better than caller-driven talk radio. To me, listening to what people are experiencing out there, what they think out there, is what talk radio, live talk radio, is all about. So here are a couple of questions. Let's see if we can get the phones ringing a little bit. I love that. This is a big, fun surprise. And if we get our guests, then we'll just, we have our guest. Well, what do you know?
Hey.
So,
how's it going?
Hold on just a minute. I'm going to give that number anyway, so that if people would like to call in, and we will go ahead with our guest, but the number is 844-769-2944. I'm going to consider it open lines. If you want to talk about what we're going to talk about with Larry Ward in just a minute, you can. Or if you have some thoughts about what you think, this is kind of cheeky, but if you think you know what's going to happen next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, or you got some burning opinion that you want us to know about, by all means, call in. I am delighted to, this is sort of like Marilyn Monroe when she says, and here is the late Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday. Okay. Anyway, Larry Ward comes from a New York communications and advertising background. Larry turned his attention to Washington in 2002 as a reaction to the overregulation that was choking the aggressiveness out of capitalism and liberty. Larry has been involved in hundreds of political contests, ranging from local to state to national and even global activities, in a good way, that is, always with the same commitment to God, liberty, and principled conservatism. You got your work cut out for you, Larry Ward. Welcome to the Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, who I think will be back next week.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good. And you and I have talked before, and I love one of your websites is one of my all-time favorites. WeAreNotInThisTogether.com. And you have 15,131 signatures, and there's a declaration, which I'm going to read just because I think it's great. The lockdown is tyrannical. It is tragic. It's cruel, and it's sadistic. Gee, you think? So the time has come to take off your mask, take back your freedom, and join Amanda Head, the brave woman in the viral video, and telling the politicians to take a hike. Woohoo! Tell us how you came up with that.
Every time I saw the commercials on TV, of course, when Trump first said everybody needs to lock down for the hospitals, well, it kind of made some logical sense. So we all stayed home for a couple of weeks, and then he extended an extra week, and that was all right. You know, a little inconvenient, but we stay. Everyone volunteered to do what's right for our family, what's right for the hospitals, what's right for our neighbors, and at that point, we were all in it together. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of that period, the commercials kept saying, oh, stay home, stay safe, we're all in this together.
Safer at home. It was
stay home, stay safe, we're all in this, over and over again. It was a drumbeat, and I recognized it as propaganda. And it was happening right as Trump was going to open. They were pulling the propaganda nonsense, stay home, stay safe, we're all in this together. And it lit up my brain, and I said, we're not in this together. We have to make sure that the American people know that there are people who care about the solution and there are people who care about exploiting the problem. And that's what the left wing, that's what the corporatists, that's what the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden Democrats, Kamala Harris Democrats want to do, is they want to exploit the problem and they want someone to blame. And that's why they keep touting 220,000 deaths. How dare they exploit people who died from a disease? This is not, Trump didn't walk in there with a military grade assault weapon, quote unquote, and eliminate 220,000 people. He didn't put
people
in gas chambers.
They've fudged those numbers every which way. You notice that nobody's died of old age or the flu anymore in the last 8 months? Come on.
You're absolutely right.
That's a Biden thing. Come on, man. No, this is... I'll tell you what absolutely infuriates me is they've got everybody marching in lockstep in conformity on steroids, and it hasn't been that difficult to do. And you would think after month after month after month of this lie that the Democrats are so incredibly exposed in buying in to this lie. Did you hear, by the way, this is just apropos to what we're talking about. Did you hear that the Democrats now are saying that Mike Pence shouldn't vote in the Supreme Court vote tonight because he had a couple people that were COVID positive, right? So, I mean, how pathetic, how childish do you have to be that they are to realize, I mean, they're grasping at straws. They know it's a done deal. It's just as Amy Coney Barrett, and yet they never miss an opportunity to scare the life out of people.
But if he wears a mask, doesn't that magically protect them against COVID?
Oh, wait, doesn't it, though? And, like, who does it protect? Are you protecting others from you? Are you protecting you from others? And shouldn't that, if it's a barrier, why do you need plexiglass in every store? If it's a barrier, why should you stay home? All of it is preposterous and illogical. And yet, if you, as I do, I'm a non-mask purist. I got news for you. I will not do it. I got notes from a doctor. I got all kinds of things. And sometimes I still get kicked out of stores, especially if it's in Denver. And it's heartbreaking to watch people go along. Now we know the emperor has no clothes story. I feel like who's saying, wait a second, the emperor's naked and everybody's going to, if you don't say the emperor's wearing beautiful clothes, we're going to put you in jail. You got it. We got to start standing up.
And by the way, I have gone on 4 flights without a mask. Here's how you do it.
No kidding. How do you do that?
I just act confidently and I walk in and I sit down and I go without the mask.
And I wore a t-shirt
also.
Say,
I say, no, I don't. I have a t-shirt.
Just like that.
And they could have thrown me off. They could have thrown
and
me off. I have a t-shirt.
They don't kick you off the plane, Larry?
I was not kicked off the plane, and my t-shirt said, does this commie mask make my ass look fat?
I love it.
So I got a couple of chuckles.
Yeah. There's something else. I mean, you're really getting me going here because the masks just make me, you know, put my hair on fire. I walked into a Jewish deli. You know, I put the Judeo and Judeo-Christian. I can't get anything Jewish where I live because I'm like one of 7 Jews in the area that I live. And so I go to Denver and I walk into a Jewish deli that I have frequented and my family have frequented for decades. It's been around long before I was here. I walked in and they kicked me out of that store as if I was a criminal or a leper. And I talk to people all over this country that are being treated that way. The government is now their customer. We're not. We're not their customer. And so they're being told to kick their own customers out of their own restaurants, and they don't see a problem with that. That's nuts. Go ahead, Tim.
It's nuts. It is absolutely it's insane. So we have to get back to sanity. And look, coronavirus is a disease. It is like the flu. Turns out that the death numbers are kind of like the flu, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but kind of like the flu.
Saying that.
I know.
You're going to get censored.
I know.
You're going to be kicked off because you're not allowed. You're a fascist for saying it's like the flu, Larry.
Well, here's the thing. There's no flu numbers. Did you realize that?
No.
There's no flu numbers this year.
What?
All of a sudden, the flu went away. So we swapped the flu for coronavirus. Get back to work. Get back to life. Don't be afraid of this thing. If you're old and you have, I'm old, but I'm not that old yet. But you have some pre-existing conditions that you're concerned about, some underlying things that could cause comorbidities. Those people should be a little extra careful. Those people, if need be, stay home.
Yeah.
Everyone else, go back to life.
We're joking about it, and that's a good thing because we've all been living this for so long, and it's amazing how people who said, oh, it's only temporary, but it keeps going on month after month, and they never realign or reevaluate their opinion. They're still just going along. But the truth of the matter is, and we're talking to Larry Ward here, is that this is diabolical to use fear to manipulate people into doing your bidding and to giving up their freedom. That's what's really going on here. They're using fear to manipulate and coerce. And then they're coercing businesses and blackmailing them that if they don't do what they're supposed to, they'll have their licenses taken away. And that, of course, is more what they believe will happen rather than has actually ever happened. Maybe their liquor license, but in general, that's just a threat that seems to be working very well. That's diabolical. That's not American. Nothing about it is American, is it?
Absolutely nothing about it is American. You know what's American? American is, hey, we take care of each other. We don't need the government to tell us to take care of each other. We take care of each other. That's what we do as Americans. We volunteer.
You know, I have a motto. You go ahead. See, you got me going here. I'm sorry.
We go to work. We earn our living. We take care of our families. We take care of our friends. We do the things that we need to do. Now, if I wasn't feeling well, I would stay home because there's a pandemic. But if I'm feeling fine, I'm not running a fever. I feel great. I can go out. I'm going to go out without a mask on because I'm not going to get anybody sick. I'm not in the fear category where I'm going to paralyze my life and paralyze my country and paralyze my business, and paralyze the election 9 days before the election day because coronavirus might get you. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, Joe Biden's hiding in his basement now again.
Yeah. Well, that's only because coronavirus is the excuse for everything. And the excuse for Joe Biden is that he can't put two sentences together without looking like he belongs in an assisted living facility. And so they just use COVID to keep him out of the public eye. My dear husband has a phrase. Boy, does he have phrases. So I'll give you two mottos. My husband uses the phrase, a pathetic, cringing little milksop. That's what they're turning all Americans into, pathetic, cringing little milksops. The other thing is I have a motto, which is if you can't say no, your yes means nothing. So you can persuade me, you can ask me, you can do whatever you want, but the minute you start forcing me, it doesn't matter anymore. You're coercing and forcing. And so if you can't say no, your yes means nothing. Ask yourself if you're wearing this schmata, this rag on your face, because you want to, you think it's a good idea, or because you just don't want to take the grief and aggravation of people who are dishing it out to you if you refuse. Right?
That is a great point. That is a great point. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to go to move to your other website here before we run out of time. Because you got even a bigger website. People think that's not enough. You've got one called constitutionalrightspack.com. I'm looking at it right now, and it is a very patriotic website. What does the PAC do?
We fight for constitutional rights. That is our only objective, the Bill of Rights. Not necessarily. We don't fight for, you know, there's a couple amendments in there we don't like the one that created the IRS, which never was ratified, and we don't quite like the 17th Amendment, which allows for the direct election of senators. But bills 1 through 10 in the Bill of Rights, that's what we focus on, and we try to elect candidates who will stand and fight for the Bill of Rights, and we fight battles. Like, for example, we ran a campaign to stand with Tucker Carlson when the corporate America was attacking him and pulling ads and stuff from his show because, you know, he dared go against the liberal mainstream media and speak the truth about Trump and about coronavirus and about all of these different issues. So they figured they'd deplatform him by pulling his money. Well, we put out a petition to stand with Tucker Carlson and generated about 250,000 signatures for that campaign. And all of a sudden, those advertisers said, well, maybe it's not so bad.
Well, if you look from, like, I don't know, 30,000 feet, what you see about 2020 is that there is a whole list of things that threatens the hard left, the socialists, the communists, whatever you want to call it. And one of them, the one that is probably the biggest threat to them, and that's why it's textbook old Soviet Union style communism, is freedom and free will threatens them. And every one of our Bill of Rights was written to protect us and our God-given rights. Am I right? The religion is a threat. Liberty is a threat. Thinking and believing and living your life as you see fit is a threat. Certainly, defending yourself from tyranny is a threat. So that is terrific that you have dedicated yourself to the Bill of Rights. Give us an example of another project. Do you have one going on right now, a week before the election?
Well, we are. We do have. We've done a series of interviews with candidates, and I don't know if you're familiar with how Inside DC works here, but when a candidate wants to get an endorsement or money from a lot of these groups, like Senate Conservatives Fund or Freedom Works or any of these type of organizations, they go for their support. And they have to sit in a closed door room where they get grilled on their policies, positions, background, how they're going to campaign, all of that kind of stuff. But it's always behind a closed door. So what happens is you got candidates like, I'll give an example, the first time Jeff Flake ran for Senate, he sat down with Senate Conservatives Fund. And he told them that I will not back amnesty. No matter what, I'm not backing amnesty. The first thing he did when he got elected to the Senate was join the Gang of Eight to enact amnesty.
And the only people who could, after he took,
now, by the way, this is fraud. If you do this in business, it's called fraud and you go to jail. He promised he wouldn't back amnesty. Then he gets into office, takes $1 million in Senate Conservatives Fund support, $1 million of donors who trusted the Senate Conservatives Fund to elect somebody who wasn't going to promote amnesty, and then lied and switched teams. And, of course, you know, that made him persona non grata when he tried to run again. Kelly Ward cleaned his clock and got him out of the race, and then Martha McSally ultimately ran that primary. But he got out of the Senate, and his poll numbers at that point were like 7%. But he did take $1 million for the Senate Conservatives Fund. So what we decided to do this year was something different. We live streamed interviews with the candidates that we want to support. And we brought that process where we were vetting these candidates right into the front, on camera. We asked them questions. Some of them were hard questions. Some of them, you know, made the candidates stumble. But that's okay. At the end of the day, the candidates that we were displaying, you could see their answers. You could decide whether or not you want to support them, and we also supported them.
They're on record, in other words. It kind of has that same effect, doesn't it, as when Biden said, well, I told them if you don't fire this guy, you're not getting $1 billion. And sure enough, they fired the guy. That's right on tape, you know, right there.
Sure enough.
Right as the bulb, is he? So who's somebody who, after the interview, you said, you know what, we can't support him?
You know, believe it or not, we pre-vetted everybody. So I only took time out of people I was pretty sure that we were going to support. So every single person passed our test. I'm not going to embarrass somebody. But if somebody in the middle of the interview said something disqualifying, for sure I would have hung up on them. And I had to press a few people to get commitments out of them, on topics that I thought were important. And we got the commitment from them on camera, live. Anybody can go see them. And those commitments, like for example, I asked the question, who are you going to vote for Speaker of the House when the Republicans win the House back? Because I had another candidate that promised me that if we supported him, that he would not vote for John Boehner for Speaker. First thing he did, first vote, was to vote for John Boehner for Speaker. And, you know, those type of things I was tired of. So I asked, and now some people said, I'm not going to reveal who I'm going to vote for yet because I don't know who's running and I don't want to make that. And that's fine. I appreciate that answer. But don't tell me you're not going to vote for somebody and then vote for them because of political pressure.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, but I got very good answers from a lot of candidates. David Dudenhofer said, without even me finishing the question, he said, Thomas Massey. And I'm like, that is the best answer I've heard all day.
Well,
and he's running against Rashida Tlaib, David Dudenhofer. He's a great candidate.
Oh, good. He does he have a chance?
Oh, he does. He's a really good campaigner. He comes from the libertarian side of the aisle and of the right wing, and he works with the Young Americans for Liberty, and he's got a lot of campaign experience, a lot of ground game. What's great about the candidates that we selected, it wasn't just that they had a chance. Like he's running in a 30-plus Democrat area, so it's a long shot. But if he pulls in more votes into that district, guess what happens? That's more votes that will get pulled into John James. and more votes will get pulled into President Trump in Michigan.
I like it. Yeah. So let's ask this. I've got only a couple minutes left, but I read an article just this morning because it was pure propaganda that Nancy Pelosi is just so sure they're going to hold on to the House, that she's already working on 2022. Guess what? You know, pardon me if I don't believe her. What do you think?
No. Look, she's probably just reading mainstream media polls. I think we're not only going to win, keep the Senate, we're going to win the House back. Or we're going to come real close. But I actually think we're going to win the House back because there were so many seats, 18 to 20 seats, that Trump won in 2016 that we lost in 2018 that are up for grabs in 2020. One of them is in Virginia, one of our candidates, Nick Freitas, who's if you like Rand Paul, you'll love Nick Freitas. He is built from the same from the same cloth, and he's a good constitutional conservative who has fought for Second Amendment rights, especially here in Virginia. And he's running against Spanberger. And Spanberger, won in 2018 by an eyelash. That was Dave Bratt's seat, before that Eric Cantor's seat. So we should easily win that seat back. We have a great candidate to do so.
Great. Wouldn't it? I mean, to have Donald Trump in the White House, maybe, please God, you know, they'll get a clue this time. They had all three branches. Oh, we got to go. Everybody, constitutionalrightspack.com, Larry Ward, thanks for joining us. He's a wealth of information. Thanks to everyone here at the Power Hour. Karen Cataline, just visit me, KarenCataline.com. Even if you couldn't stand it, call me, let me know. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.